Hi, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. Today's Friday, and so it's the day we wrap up our week by reflecting on the topic that we've explored all week and our attempts to apply it to our lives yesterday. We've been looking at the idea of persecution this week, and we related it on Monday to the idea of bullying, and how sometimes people are persecuted or bullied for reasons outside of themselves, that it's not really about them. And on Tuesday, we saw how Jesus said sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, people are persecuted for his sake, for righteousness' sake, on his account, he said. That there are times that persecution has nothing to do with the individual person, but rather what they are attempting to do in life, to follow Jesus. So sometimes when people try to follow Jesus, no matter how much they try to make peace, conflict will come. And persecution will come. Well, Wednesday we dove into a little bit more of that scripture passage and saw how Jesus challenged his followers to do something really different and unprecedented with persecution. He did not advise them to fight back. He didn't advise them to sulk and run away. He advised them to rejoice and be glad in their persecution. He said they were in good company. The prophets before them had been persecuted, and now they were too. And that, in many ways, he was saying this was a sign of their faith. Not a way to earn God's love, but a way that people can see somebody who loves God. Because at times, that will cause some conflict for others around them. Well, I think it's time now we take a little time to pray about what we've been trying to put into action this week. Because yesterday I asked you to try imagining a situation in your life where you endure some degree of persecution. Somebody who simply seems to be against you, almost no matter what you say or do. And to try finding a way to rejoice in that. And I'm sure it wasn't easy. This is good practice though, because the situations most of us deal with day to day are not as serious as those we may meet later in life if we continue to follow Jesus. So we'll take some time now to pray. Wherever you are, whether you're on the train or bus, you might just want to close your eyes, spend a little time talking to God. If you're driving, you might not want to close your eyes. You might just want to spend some time talking to God aloud or even just in the quietness of your own heart. Let's pray. Well, God, with all those who've gone before us as your followers, as those who've been persecuted for you and your name's sake, we give thanks that we have the opportunity to serve you and even to be persecuted in your name, that you consider us worthy of suffering for your name. We thank you that we can even take your name on our lips, that we can name you as our inspiration, as our example, but more than that, as our Lord, our God. So we thank you. But Lord, we also ask for your help, for the guidance of your Holy Spirit, for courage, so that when our reaction to suffering and persecution is anything other than rejoicing, you can embolden us, you can challenge us, you can sustain us as we try to do something that seems so counterintuitive, so countercultural. We pray that as we do, you'll help us understand our blessedness even more clearly than ever before. We pray all these things not in the name of someone who never endured persecution and suffering, but in the name of Jesus Christ, who suffered and died for us on a cross, so that we might be blessed in our suffering. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's been great spending this time with you. If you're new to these challenges, you're new to Redeem the Commute, welcome. Can't wait to see you Monday when we'll pick up a new topic. This time it's our summary of the Beatitudes or Blessed Sayings of Jesus. And then after that, we'll be moving into the rest of the Sermon on the Mount from the book of Matthew. Have a great weekend of rest and community, and I'll see you Monday.